is moving on through my 30s. I got 40s ahead of me on down the road. I gotta get there tonight, some say. I gotta use up all your daylight before it goes out for good. I hope when I'm an older man, I ain't dreaming the same story about holding this here guitar without any strings. 'Cause I'm freezing up in my hotel, feeling the love. Tell the ones I belong to, I ain't treating you right. And all my life I've been afraid. Be better off had I paid. Well, this fighting going on in my head, toss and turn, I mean late in bed. A rest is what I really long for. She stands up in my way and a passion card hits my face and I go down again for the count. Hey. But I know I've seen this scene before, and the character longs for more punishment, abuse, attack of the heart. I'm gonna get back up on the stage again. I'm gonna be the one you wanna hear again. There's a dead eye of a man in my past. And all my life I've been afraid. Better off had I paid. Your open wind, it was me who put that hole in your side. But I believe that there is an infamy in love's open arms of sanctity. Well, one day I'll be back. And all my life I've been afraid.
That's J.D. Edwards and Kara Luft as The Small Glories with Had I Paid from their 2016 debut album Wondrous Traveller. And The Small Glories will be one of the featured acts at the 41st Annual Summer Folk Music and Crafts Festival, taking place from August the 19th to 21st in Kelso Park on the shores of Georgian Bay in Owen Sound. The festival features more than 40 different musical acts from across Canada and across the world, representing genres from folk, country and bluegrass to blues to hip-hop and funk. To learn more about this year's festival, we caught up with Festival Artistic Director James Keelahan. How are you doing today, James?
Good. I'm a little out of breath, though, from running.
I know. It seems that, you know, I get the impression that you already have, you know, your own career, which is very busy because I see you on tour an awful lot, and then you have all of this work that you need to do for the Summer Folk Festival. I know you enjoy it because we've chatted a few times about the festival. I look at this year's lineup and I just think, wow, what a selection of artists. You must be pretty excited to bring all these people to the festival this year.
I am extremely excited about it. We always try to go for a real mix at Summer Folk of the old and the new, or, you know, more precisely people who have been there before and people who haven't, because our audience, more than anything else, they love discovering new people. I think they just love the pleasure of being able to say a few years down the road, oh no, we saw them when they were, you know, just starting out. You know, they want to have that connection to the artist. And And this year offers them some unique opportunities to do both things, like with the Small Glories, who you just played. JD has played our festival a couple of times, both as the JD Edwards Band and back with his trio with Leonard Podolak and Nathan Rogers. And Kara has played it before, but only once with the Waylon Jennings, about 10 years ago. So they're both artists that are familiar to our audience, but are coming in a brand new combination. We're really excited. I've got some people in the record store, in our retail store, that are just like, they're just falling over themselves that they get to hang out with JD Edwards.
I know you spend a lot of time listening to music from these people, getting to hang out with them at conferences and what have you. But it must be a thrill when you can actually say, look, I've got them to come to this festival.
Oh, yeah, it totally is. And you know, again, just with, you know, with JD and Kara, not to belabor a point, but I've known Kara since she was 9 years old in Calgary. Her parents basically started the folk club scene in Calgary, and I've known her for a long time. JD Edwards, I've known from my time in Winnipeg. He did administrative work for me for a long time. So my roots with a lot of these people tend to go way back, and I know them from various places. And so, you know, with somebody like Natalie McMaster coming this year, I mean, Natalie and I were sort of on the circuit, the festival circuit together in the early 90s and kept running across each other all over the place. And then she, you know, peeled off and you know, sort of left the festivals behind for a little while, and this year decided that she wanted to get back to playing some of them. So it's just great to be able to host her. And I'd left a note on her page the other day saying, you know, the last time we actually hung out was backstage at a festival in Denmark. And I said, you know, I'm really looking forward to doing some hanging out this year.
Other people who don't play too many festivals, I mean, Bruce Coburn is coming to Summerfolk this year, and you know, every year or so, Bruce manages to get out and get some festivals under his belt. Tell us a little bit about how thrilled you are for Bruce to be coming to Summerfolk.
Well, I mean, Bruce is pretty well the iconic Canadian folk singer-songwriter, and certainly the one with the greatest stature and greatest longevity. Just when you look at the sheer body of work that he's contributed to the music scene in Canada over the 35, 40 years that he's been doing it, it's just absolutely staggering. And that he's entirely comfortable coming as a solo act just to play him and his guitar, I find that really, really encouraging. You know, to sort of strip it back from the band and just be left with the voice and the songs, I think is an amazing thing. And that he was gracious enough to step in and do a workshop as well, I think is really exciting.
It is, and I remember seeing Bruce play Home County about, I don't know, must be 5 or 6 years ago now, playing solo, and he is absolutely mesmerizing solo. And in fact, he has a wonderful solo album, Slice of Life or something, I think it's called. Fabulous, fabulous solo album. And I'm sure he'll be a big draw for you for the festival.
Yeah, it's actually already going really well for that particular night. We're selling a lot of single night tickets and a lot of day tickets for Saturday.
So let's talk about some of the up and coming people that you believe that people should check out when they come to Summerfolk.
Well, we've got our Youth Discoveries people, who I think are always people that you should keep your eye on, because we've had quite an amazing run with the young performers. So although they're not familiar to anybody yet, they're going to be people to watch. Cassie De Silva from up in Barrie, Bronte Hunter, who's just absolute, she's star quality. She's 17 years old and she's total star quality. She's from Stratford. One of our own sound young men, Marshall Veroni, also doing well. So there's that whole contingent. I think some of the other people that you want to watch out for are the May Trio, who are coming up from Australia. This is their first time in Canada. Really, really, really traditional based band, sort of heavy on the strings and the vocal harmonies. They're going to be absolutely fantastic. The Au Pairs, female vocal trio from Toronto. Again, just gorgeous harmonies, really, really well written songs. Great, great stage presence. I think people are going to like them a lot. Bringing out Good for Grapes from Vancouver. I haven't been out this way all that much, but I got a chance to see them last year at the Atlin Festival up in northern British Columbia, and they're just really, really engaging, really, really fun, You know, again, great song. And I almost committed the festival faux pas because I'd wandered into a tent and I saw them and I thought, these people are great. I'd love to get them to Summerfolk. And so I went into the CD tent after their set had finished. And I said, that band that was just on that stage, have you got their CD? And the woman said, oh, yes, here they are, and handed me the CD. And I caught up with the keyboard player a little bit later on in the festival. We were talking, and I said, you know, I'd really like to bring you out to Summerfolk. And I pulled out the CD, and I said, and I got the CD. And she goes, that's not our CD. It was a totally different band who actually sucked. And I almost made the mistake of hiring the wrong band. So you never know when these things are gonna happen. You know, we've got the Kruger Band who are taking, like, they're a fantastic 8 or 9 piece band, and it's a real show. I mean, like, it's a real show. It's like in the sort of 1940s, 1950s kind of way, where you've got the three female vocalists up front singing just, you know, amazing songs and amazing harmonies, and all completely dressed to the nine, as is the rest of the band. So it's a real performance, a real, you know, sort of spectacle, I guess is what I want to say. We've got Anne Beverly Foster, a young singer-songwriter, who's wowed the crowds the past couple of years at the Songs from a Hat workshop, and she'll be with us. And, of course, Coco Love Alcorn, who I think she's about to break really, really, really big. This new album that she's got, based around what she called the Spirit Sessions, is just a stunning, stunning album, a total breakthrough album. And I think that she's really about to do some amazing stuff.
That's right. I think that album is now called Wonderland. Having seen Coco perform songs from it before, actually, on this show, I think we also had to do a session for us a while ago, and she is a phenomenal performer and has always been, but I completely concur with what you said. I think this album really is going to break her to a different level altogether, which is very exciting. And obviously, because she's been someone who's been involved with Summerfolk for a long time, it's gratifying that she'll be at the festival this year.
Yeah, and she'll actually be closing the festival. She'll be the last act up on Sunday night. I wanted to put Natalie McMaster a little bit forward in the programming for Sunday night. So Natalie's happening a little bit earlier. And then it'll go into Coco doing a 35-minute set, largely of Spirit Session stuff and largely sing-along, which will then just sort of seamlessly go into the finale. So I think Sunday night is going to be an incredibly exciting night. And I promise we'll have you all out of the park by 11.
Well, it sounds like it's going to be an absolutely fabulous, fabulous festival. If people want to learn more about Summerfolk, how can they do that?
The best place to find out is at summerfolk.org. We'll have the schedule up later on today, actually, if we were listening to this today. But the schedule, by the time this airs, should be completely up on the site and ready for people to pick and choose when it is that they want to come and what it is that they want to see.
And we mentioned at the start of this interview, there's over 40 different artists. There are really almost too many to talk about. Check out summerfolk.org and you'll get to see why you need to consider making that part of your summer plans. We're going to finish with another one of my favorite bands. Great live band, produced some wonderful folk pop songs. And that is the Big Little Lions, Helen Austin and Paul Otten. Do you want to talk a little bit about them?
Yeah, they're just Helen has a long career, both here and over in England, and her and Paul have actually managed to successfully work out the long distance thing. Because Helen's out on the west coast of Canada and Paul's in Cleveland, and they've managed to be able to write at a distance and record at a distance and make it sound all live and together and wonderful. And I'm in love with their sound and I'm in love with their writing.
Certainly a great band. It's been great, as always, to talk to you today, James. We'll finish with Helen Austin and Paul Otten as the Big Little Lions with Fill Me Up from their latest release, Just Keep Moving. You're listening to Folk Roots Radio, and I'm Jan Hall. Thanks again, James.
Thank you, Jen.